So I want you to go ahead and relax all the tiny muscles in and around your eyes. Just focus your concentration right now on the tiny little muscles in and around your eyelids. And just allow them to completely relax. Some of the tiniest muscles in your entire body, and so they're the easiest to relax. And as you relax those tiny little muscles in and around your eyes and your eyelids, I want you to imagine that each breath you breathe in brings with it relaxation, a relaxing, calming, soothing energy, a healing. And each breath that you breathe out takes with it any negativity, any stress, any pressure, any pains, any tension, just breathing that stuff out. With your eyes comfortably closed, you're much less distracted by things outside of yourself. So I want you to simply pay close attention to your breathing. I want you to pay close attention right now to your breathing, and I want you to begin to really notice exactly what it feels like every single time you breathe in and every time you breathe out. Now, this is something that not many people do, but I want you to notice all the sensations of breathing, simply breathing. I want you to notice the rise and the fall of your chest as it expands and contracts. Perhaps you might even notice the change of tensions in materials that you might be wearing as you inhale and exhale. You might notice that the air is cooler when it enters your nose or mouth, and then warmer when you exhale. When you breathe in the air, it feels cooler. When you breathe it out, your own body's warmed that air up. Now, in a moment, I want you to begin to count your breaths, but just to yourself. So in a moment, I want you to begin to count each one of them, either as you breathe in or as you breathe out. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to keep talking to you while you simply count your own breaths, just to yourself, in your mind. I want you to pay close attention to your counting as I continue to talk to you. I want you to pay attention just to your counting. Let my words float into the background as you focus on that counting. So I want you to take another deep breath now, and as you exhale, just let go of any worries and concerns of the day. Just breathe them all out, and then begin to count to yourself right now, just in your mind. Counting each one of those breaths. You can count either as you inhale or as you exhale, it doesn't matter. And if you become distracted and forget the number, that's all right. Just bring your attention back and resume your counting. And if you don't remember where you were when you forgot your place, you can start where you thought you were. Or you can just start all over again at number one and just keep counting. As I talk to you, just pay attention to counting your breaths. And as you count, and as I talk, there may come a time when it's just not important enough to keep counting. And whenever you allow that to happen, you can just relax yourself even more. So as you count, I'm going to talk to you about some experiences that you might have, and I'm going to suggest various experiences to you, and as I talk, you might find yourself responding fully or partially. You might respond quickly or with some delay. You might respond today, or you might find that you respond tomorrow in ways that are beneficial to you. You might respond predictably. You might surprise yourself. I don't know exactly how you'll respond. How would I know that? But I hope that you'll allow yourself to respond in ways that are helpful for you to fully overcome this challenge, overcoming any anxiety, any panic, increasing your own self-esteem and confidence, generally feeling more comfortable with those around you, and more comfortable within yourself. Now, you know how to explain a lot of things, but there are some things you don't know exactly how to explain, but you can still enjoy them just the same. I'll give you an example. You don't have to know exactly how a TV works to enjoy sitting down and watching TV. And you don't have to be able to analyze and explain the changes for good that you can experience now or later today. Later today, I don't know precisely what time it'll be. How can I know precisely what time it'll be? But later today, you'll have that opportunity to discover how really well you feel about how you're progressing. And without any need to explain how it happened. It might be at 1 p.m. It might be at 10 past 2. It might be at 5 p.m. this afternoon or 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. I don't know exactly what time it'll be. In fact, it might not have anything to do with actual time on the clock, but it just comes naturally. Without paying attention to that time of day, you'll just feel more in control, feeling more at peace within. When these changes occur, you may or may not identify the changes as having occurred as a result of this session. But when the changes occur, now or later today or tomorrow or by midnight next week, you can just be happy that they occurred. Because in this relaxed state, your inner subconscious mind can be opened and accepting of all the beneficial suggestions and the techniques that you hear, willing to try, willing to change, even though your conscious mind may drift through many different thoughts. Your subconscious is always keenly alert to listen in the background, to accept positive suggestions. Your conscious mind may be distracted, drifting off to other places elsewhere. Because in the past, you may have been influenced or even surrounded by negativity, negative situations, negative remarks, negative feelings, or even the negative actions of other people in your life. But we don't have to revisit any specific times, moments, people or places that may have affected you right now, because your subconscious mind is ready to accept new beliefs about yourself, about your abilities, about the world around you. From now on, you'll no longer be affected by others' negativity or negativity around you. In fact, as soon as you hear or feel any kind of destructive talk, or feel that kind of negative energy around you, you'll immediately tap into the knowing of what you already know, which is simply that behind every cloud, there's a silver lining. You can now create and restore that good in your world because of healthy thoughts. You know that what is important right now is accepting and being grateful of this moment. This moment that you're in, right here, right now, and staying in this moment, experiencing the goodness of being alive in this moment, because this is the place that you continue to create change in life. If you ever find yourself in a place where someone is talking negatively, or you feel a negative situation, you simply won't participate in mind or in words or in physicality, because you're just experiencing the goodness of being alive here and now at this moment. And you know that any negativity is just another person's perspective. It's not what you believe. You know that where you are right now in this moment, you're receiving support. You're being supported by yourself, others around you, even the universe. You are old enough, you are wise enough to know who you are, to know what you really believe. So you move through the day with ease and comfort, knowing that all your needs can be provided for. so that you have plenty of space to create what you want and need in your life. Good health, prosperity, abundance, love, peace. You become intuitively aware of what's right for you, and you can now decide to act upon that. Now that you know you can act upon that and choose your own pathway, you can allow yourself to sleep better, longer, deeper, uninterrupted. You can choose to eat healthily, needing no mindless distractions, no excessive negative emotional reactions, no need for panics. Your reactions to life can become more optimistic, progressive. As you become more aware and now open to all the good that life has to offer all around you, you begin to notice and even experience that goodness, that joy throughout your day, realizing the best, noticing opportunities everywhere, allowing yourself to feel joy, to be grateful, to feel confident, allowing yourself to become powerful, being creative, being joyful, living in the moment, being fully present, here and now, with who you are and who you want to be. Right now, there is nothing at all that you need to do. Absolutely nothing that you need to do except relax, to recline, to let go, to allow yourself to enjoy these peaceful feelings. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. This is your time. And as I continue to talk about any challenges, about any situations, about any problems, your mind can drift off or listen to me. It doesn't need to listen to me if you don't want to, because your subconscious inner mind can still hear everything that's being said to you. So allow your mind to drift. For a long time now, you've been striving to do your very best in a variety of situations, trying to maintain control, perhaps even trying to seek perfection. At times and in certain situations, it was almost as though whatever you did, it didn't quite work, or was never good enough, and it gave you self-doubt. It left you feeling that you perhaps had to do more in order to prove to yourself that you're worth it, that you're good enough. Sometimes those feelings may have caused you to feel frustrated, panicking, stressed, leaving you worrying needlessly about how you could have done better, or what if it happens again. But deep inside, I'm sure you know that we all do the best we can at the time with the given circumstances and the information we have. We all do the best we can at the time with the information we have, like anyone else. We're all prone to making mistakes. But the most important thing when that happens is to forgive yourself, to learn from any mistakes or any mishaps, to simply learn. Know too that others don't often judge you if you do something wrong. If they did, then their opinion or approval wouldn't matter one iota, because nobody is perfect. So it doesn't actually matter what other people think. All that really matters is you. You can now accept that you're a human being. Human beings are fallible. You can accept that you don't get things right all of the time, because that means there are still things to learn. And to learn is to grow. To grow is to change. You're now open to new ideas, different ways of thinking and feeling and doing, and this makes you feel good about yourself because your mind is becoming open. A changing mind. A growth mindset. So you can begin to feel more and more relaxed and at peace with yourself, not just now, but in time to come. Each and every day, you can learn how to sit back into relaxation, as and when you need it. You can notice these positive changes happening. Others may go beneath the radar. Other people may even notice subtle changes in you. Perhaps becoming pleasantly surprised at the calm exterior that you begin to display. What they probably don't realize is that you're not just becoming outwardly calm. You also have this quiet inner confidence too, and this is a result of simply accepting yourself. By feeling much calmer and happier than you've allowed yourself to feel for a long, long time, calmer, more relaxed, and much more at peace within yourself, you can now accept yourself for the amazing human being that you are. You know that you're a person with high ideals. You have high aspirations. You have the potential to exceed any of those restrictions and limitations that you've set for yourself. Without any pressure, without any frustration, by simply knowing that your best is good enough. Because you're finally beginning to realize that your best is good enough. Accepting yourself as the wonderful person you are, you really don't need to prove to anyone else that you can do better. You're unique. You're an individual with so many good qualities. Kind and thoughtful. I bet you often put others first. Those who matter to you, those who love you, they can see this within you. You don't have to prove that to them. They admire you for who you are, right now. Not who they think you should be, but for who you are. So from now on, you can accept that your best is good enough. Why keep striving for more control when it causes frustration and despair? To succeed in the way that you want to succeed, it means balance. It means balancing work and concentration with rest and play. Not just physical rest, but deep, creative, hypnotic rest. And joyful play and creativity. For in this wonderful state of mind, you can access all those inner resources. The things that you naturally have and enjoy inside. You can allow them to surface, to resurface in their own special way. You always know that you're good enough. You've always been more than good enough, but you didn't always acknowledge this. So now you can give yourself permission to love yourself. And there's nothing strange about that. Simply know that you're good enough. Always been more than that. But now just finally beginning to accept this idea as one of your own. So from now on, you can feel calmer. You can allow yourself to relax and retain that relaxed state of body and mind, being more comfortable about yourself than perhaps you felt for a long, long time. Allowing that to happen. Because no one else is better than you. No one. No one is better than you. People are simply different. And that's good. That's what makes us human beings so special. And your inner mind can now accept how unique you are. You have your own little quirks. You have your own special characteristics, mannerisms that draw people to you. Things that make those around you love you. You don't want to be the same as everyone else. You couldn't be if you tried. So it's time to feel proud of who you are. So remind yourself each and every day of how much you're actually loved and cherished. not just by others, but now by the one person that really matters. You. When you accept yourself on this deep down level, an amazing thing can begin to happen. All of those negativities, from way back in the past, all the way up to the present, all of them, any self-doubts, can simply dissolve, burn away, disappear, and be replaced by a new, healthier, happier way of thinking and feeling about you and your place on this world. And it doesn't happen because I say it will happen. It happens because this idea is yours. It's an intuitive feeling that you can now allow yourself to have deep down within your mind, to trust and believe in yourself, to activate that power within you. And you really do now trust and believe in yourself to do the right thing at the right time and to learn from any mistakes, to become your own best friend, to hold your head high, to greet and treat yourself warmly, to simply allow that natural confidence and that personality to just shine, to glow. You can greet and treat others with equal charm and warmth, and this endears them to you. Perhaps you'll even find yourself smiling more, because that smile radiates from your heart with all this new energy to everyone you meet, just spreading joy, positivity, wherever you go. Other people around know that here is an individual who is at one with themselves, and even realizes that, of course, at times mistakes can be made. That's what makes us all human. So I guess the lesson is, don't punish yourself needlessly. Learn from any mistakes. Change your course, change your behavior, change the thoughts. Science was not developed through trial and error, wasn't it? So forgive yourself if you make a mistake, just as you also forgive others who make mistakes. No one's infallible. You don't have to prove anything to anyone anymore, because the most important thing in your life is you. The most important thing in your entire life, without question, has to be you. And that doesn't make you self-centered, it doesn't make you vain. But what it does mean is that you accept that your life holds so much value. You have so much to offer the world, and people around you love you for that. And if you don't care for yourself as number one, how can you offer anyone else any love, any support, any encouragement? That has to come from within you. So look after yourself, treat yourself kindly. After all, how can you expect to care for anyone else if you can't do it for yourself? Only by accepting yourself can you finally begin to accept others, to move forward, to step into positivity. And you really do. You accept that you have weaknesses and negative thoughts, as well as all those strengths, just like others. And this doesn't make you like people any less. It doesn't make them like you any less. Because you're a unique human being with your own special qualities. Feel good about yourself, as these suggestions can be allowed to embed in your subconscious mind each and every day, allowing yourself to feel better, happier, living in the moment, living in the now, noticing all around you, almost as if through the eyes of a young child, seeing everything fresh and new with wonderment, with excitement, because you're allowed to do that. Because it's such a wonderful feeling to feel that way, bringing excitement back into your world, freeing yourself from those over-analytical self-doubts, from the misapprehensions, no more fretting over situations which you already know that you'll deal with differently should they arise again. Because you can allow yourself to hold on to this relaxation, to scan your mind and to scan your entire body right now, to realize just how relaxed you feel. And if there are any areas of tension or discomfort, breathe that positive energy into those areas. Let that tension dissipate, diffuse. Relax those areas that need it most. I want you to remember and to reflect on what an amazing person you truly are. All that you've achieved and accomplished in life so far. By relying on your amazing mind and those natural abilities to grow and to learn, to become stronger and more capable within every moment of every day, I'd like you to think about how natural this is. Because you've been doing it since the very moment you were born. You came into this life programmed, conditioned to succeed. Programmed for success, and you've had so much more than you could ever count. First, you learned to crawl, you learned to walk, perhaps later you learned to ride a bike, or even later drive a car. When you were born, you couldn't speak. But in a short time, expressing yourself with words became second nature. You're now able to express yourself in countless other complex ways, and learning to do this has just been a natural process. You were born to grow, to succeed, to adapt, to survive, to change, to progress, to advance. Think of those early years in school. Think of any of the challenges that you overcame, lessons that you learned, subjects that you mastered. Every single one of your successes built upon the last, like stepping stones. I'd like you to remember with pride the many new situations that you entered into, things you tried for the first time, and how so many of those new experiences became great experiences in which you took great pleasure. Because you've continued to grow. You've made friends, you've had jobs, you've experienced amazing things along the way, because it's in your nature to grow, to learn, to seek out, and to enjoy new experiences. Just as you'd completed so many successes in the past, this pattern, it's natural. Ever since you were born to grow, to succeed. That same pattern still exists in your life. It's still in there. And it will continue for as long as it's useful to you. You will continue to notice those successes every day because you're now allowed to feel proud and confident, in control of what you choose to do in life. Whatever your mind can conceive, it can achieve. You realize that you deserve to achieve this kind of greatness, that whatever you desire can happen if you give it your full attention and full commitment. You will succeed in what you do because you're a remarkable person. You have within you this amazing computer, your mind, with abilities far beyond what you could ever imagine. So just allow these abilities to show themselves, allow that creativity to open up, because now this is your time. You deserve all that life has to offer. You deserve to feel confident. You deserve to be back in control of your thoughts and your own actions. But there's something that's recently been stopping that. Those feelings of panic. You know how those feelings of panic that you've been experiencing until now have begun to perhaps take over your life, take over your mind. Well, I want to show you some useful tools to overcome those feelings once and for all. I want to give you a toolkit to take around with you in your mind, to be prepared. Strange as it may seem, when these panicky feelings began, these feelings maybe served some useful function in your life. However, whatever it was that originally caused the panic, it's now outdated. Because you've reasserted your desire to be free by listening right now. Those feelings that you experience, they were a response to a trigger event in your life at the time. Now, we've spoken about this fight or flight response, where your body prepares to deal with a possible threat situation, and it responds by causing feelings that in today's society, they're not useful, they're not desirable, sometimes they're not even helpful. But because we're not familiar with these feelings, they can be very frightening. And after experiencing them once or twice, we can then develop this fear of panicking again. That's what's happened. You know you can survive any panic. You know that it's thoughts that are triggering feelings. But at the moment, the fear of having one in the future has caused a chain reaction, which then only creates tension itself. So we need to unlearn those feelings of fear and to take back control. Now, this may take a little practice at first, but when you carry out these suggestions, rest assured that you can feel free in a very short time of panic attacks forever. So to demonstrate to you how to begin to take back control, I'm going to suggest that we take symptoms, one symptom at a time. While you're safe, here listening to me, comfortable in the knowledge that you can allow yourself to feel what each symptom feels like, but can also limit that feeling to just however much is okay for you to feel at this time. You can make those restrictions to your feelings to just however much is okay for you to feel at this time. Now, the symptoms are different for different people, some more predominant than others. But one of the most common symptoms is that racing heart. One of the most common symptoms within everyone is becoming conscious of that heart beating a little faster than usual before it begins to race. So I want you now to imagine that you're experiencing that one particular symptom, just that one, and only to a degree that you feel comfortable with right now, because you can place that restriction. So when you're connecting with that thought or that feeling of experiencing just your heart racing, hold on to it for just a second, because you can now understand that your mind has just created this thought and this feeling. Your mind has just created it, so your mind can reverse it. So I want you to use your imaginative mind, that creative part in your mind now, to begin to reverse the feeling of a racing heart, and it's simpler than you might imagine. Perhaps you can imagine this fast heartbeat as fast-paced music, which is beginning to slow down to a nice, steady rhythm. Or perhaps you can imagine a clock beating quite quickly that's starting to wind down and tick and tock slowly. Maybe you can imagine a child swinging on a swing, swinging back and forth, back and forth, gently slowing themselves down before they get off the swing. I want you to use your own imagination. It can only be right. And when you can feel that heart pace just slowing down back to a comfortable pace again, realize what you've just done. You see, your mind can control your own heartbeat. Many people don't realize that, but your mind can control your heartbeat, and especially your awareness of that heartbeat. Now, another feeling that people sometimes say they have is one of extra sensitivity, or perhaps hot feelings or clamminess, sometimes in the back of the neck, sometimes in the palm of their hands, the legs. Maybe somewhere else on the body starts to feel hot. Maybe hot and sweaty. So as you allow yourself to relax, you can perhaps imagine that situation and that sensation. Maybe your hands or the back of your neck, or indeed anywhere on your body. In those situations of panic, those parts may feel hot or clammy or extra sensitive. If that's the case, then perhaps you can imagine right now the sensation of picking up a handful of cold ice or snow. If it's snow, imagine compressing it to make a snowball. Or perhaps you can imagine standing at the side of a fan that's blowing against you to get cool, and placing the part of your body that feels hot and clammy and sweaty or warm next to that fan, just to allow that breeze to cool you down. Or perhaps that handful of snow or ice, you could place your hand on the area that feels hot or sweaty or clammy, and allow that snow and ice to cool it down. Maybe you can imagine a lovely cool breeze coming in from behind, refreshing you. Imagine this now. Some people say that their legs feel weak, tingling, or nervous, like jelly. But if any parts of your body feel weak, nervous, or tingling, right now you can begin to imagine a lovely strong feeling spreading into those parts that need it most. Spreading into the legs and the arms and the chest and the stomach. Imagine this strong healing energy spreading up into all areas that need it most, filling you up from within, keeping all areas of you firm and strong right now. This relaxing yet strong, confident energy. Some people notice shivers running through the body. You can become really curious about any shivers. If that's one of your symptoms, maybe you can imagine simply walking under the sun, having warm sunlight streaming down from above, making your entire body warm and soothed and relaxed, making it feel comfortable. Another thing people find very useful to do if they notice any panic feelings beginning is to go with the flow. To simply go with the flow. Through a panic, there may be times when you feel that you simply can't breathe deeply enough. Like you can't get enough air in. This is because your body is preparing itself to run away from or to fight its way out of a stress situation. And so your body actually demands more oxygen. By breathing rapid, short breaths, your body doesn't receive all that it needs to calm itself down, though. But breathing is something that we can all deliberately change. Breathing is something that you can regulate. So right here and right now, it's your job to focus on your breathing. To focus on that breathing and to allow that breathing to slow down to whatever speed brings the most comfort and relaxation into your mind and body. Simply slowing that breathing down, never fighting the feelings, just being still for a few moments, becoming ultra aware and breathing calmly and evenly, slowing it all down. Letting those feelings of panic simply wash over you. Allowing the feelings of any panic to wash over you. Imagine that you're wearing a protective raincoat, a waterproof coat. And these feelings of panic, they're simply little spots of rain just beginning to fall. That's all they are. You're wearing a raincoat. And these little feelings of panic are just spots of rain falling down. Just observe them. Observe the drops of rain. Calmly and comfortably observe them. knowing that they can't and won't affect you, because you're protected by this raincoat. Show them that you're in control. Let them just drip off you, run off you, by breathing in slowly, filling up those lungs nice and slowly, possibly counting to four as you breathe in, and then slowly exhaling that fresh air out again, perhaps to another count of four, having given your body all the nourishment it needs for a great relaxation. Breathing in slowly, breathing out slowly. A guaranteed way to calm your mind and your body back down again. Some people take themselves away in their mind to a special place, a place that has great memories for them. Perhaps a beach or a garden. Maybe a lazy day ride out on a boat on a river or walking through the wilderness. Some people imagine themselves in an art gallery, looking at pieces of art, and they notice how their panic takes on the form of pictures on a wall, perhaps pictures of war or fighting or violence. When this happens, they just walk right on past those pictures and onto more pleasant scenes, landscapes, seascapes, peaceful artistic pictures with softer colours. And they know that as they float towards these more pleasant scenes, they float past that panic. They leave it behind, taking no notice of it at all, letting it fade away. And as the panic fades, the feelings subdue and replaced by more comfortable feelings of calm relaxation. You see, you've already learned several techniques right now to cope with the onset of panic symptoms. The slowed down breathing, the slowing down of your racing heart, the cooling sensations within your body, and also the mind vacation, taking yourself away to your favourite place, soaking up all the great feelings of that special place, and knowing that you're well equipped now to deal with anything that might crop up. It can be this wonderful comfort to you, this wonderful reassurance to you, that you're now growing your panic toolkit. And because you can feel much more comfortable about the whole situation, you can begin to let go of that fear of panic. You can begin to let go of that fear of lack of control. You always know that panic passes. So you can remain calm and relaxed to let that situation pass. Simply slowing that breathing down and knowing that as a direct result of this, you're going to find those panic feelings occurring much, much less until they gradually diminish all by themselves. Have a think about that. Just letting those feelings occur less and less, allowing them to drift out of your mind, out of your life. And it would be interesting to discover, would it not, other strategies that your imaginative mind can dream up to help you in the moment, in the meantime. I'll leave that question in your mind to focus on. To discover other strategies that your mind can dream up. I'll leave that question in your mind to focus on. You can really wonder about that question. What other strategies can your mind dream up? I want you to see what solutions your creative mind can provide. Because it's so easy to simply forget the things that are no longer important to us, to allow them to drift from our awareness, because what is important to you right now is this relaxing feeling and these positive changes that are continually taking place in the deeper part of your mind, often beneath conscious awareness. But within conscious awareness, right now from this point forward, you are taking responsibility for your own actions. You're becoming stronger, more confident. No longer making excuses for any actions or placing blame with anyone else. You're in charge. And you're taking responsibility by being truthful with yourself, especially in the areas of your actions and reactions. You now own them. You alone are responsible for what you do, whether you're experiencing absolute happiness or challenge within life. You realize that your reactions come from within you. So you're now able to go deep down inside and look inside, to go beneath the surface, beyond the surface, and even then a little deeper down by looking deeply inside yourself, being absolutely, brutally honest with yourself. You realize that you no longer have to worry about something in the future that may or may not happen. Spending time worrying about something that may or may not happen is an absolute waste of time. It's a waste of resources, a waste of power, a waste of energy. It's a waste. So you realize that you no longer have to worry about something in the future that may or may not happen. No longer making any excuses, no longer feeling weak or unable. You are your own power source now, and you and your mind gives you immense strength deep down inside to smash through any and every bit of negativity anywhere at any time, to smash through any self-doubt anywhere at any time. You realize that in order to change anything in life, that change, it begins with you. By being honest, by facing the truth, by relaxing, by noticing at what's happening right here and right now in the moment, becoming ultra aware. Only then can change take place. Because you realize that who you are today is a direct result of the decisions you made yesterday. And who you'll become tomorrow, that's dependent on the decisions you make now, today, in the moment. And you're now able to take the time to examine yourself, your life, to find the things that make you upset or fearful or frustrated. Once you've found those things, you're able to change them, move past them, progress. From this moment forward, these are the new life-changing steps that you can embrace willingly and happily to find that happiness again in every area of life. Physically, mentally, emotionally, behaviorally, to find and accept that happiness again. Taking the time and the effort to examine yourself, looking deep inside, facing the realistic truth about yourself and your actions. You control your thoughts. You control your actions. But you now take responsibility for that control, for your thoughts, for your actions. You're now prepared with a toolkit. No longer needing any kind of excuses, no longer shying away, but simply learning to relax in the moment, breathing slowly, using your imagination, diverting your attention. You're in control. You're responsible for your own destiny. Responsible for any practicing of any techniques that you do daily. Now, these suggestions, these techniques, these tips, they become firmly embedded and absolutely useful, vital inside your subconscious mind. They grow stronger and stronger each and every day, as do you. Stronger by the day, stronger by the hour, stronger every single minute. As the deeper part of your mind accepts and acts upon the suggestions and the techniques that you've received today, you find yourself becoming so much more confident in everyday life. So much more confident, and you can allow that, feeling happier, more relaxed and at ease with all the situations that you can encounter, with everyone that you cross paths with. And the suggestions I've given to grow stronger and stronger each and every day allow you to feel better, happier, healthier than you felt for a long time. And these new thoughts and these new feelings, these new reactions, they can last. They can persist. They last and persist and grow stronger day by day from this moment forward. These are the new life-changing steps that you embrace willingly to find that happiness in every area of your life and to encourage yourself to find new areas in life, to return back to habits and pastimes and situations that bring you joy, because you're worth taking that time for yourself. You now take the time and effort to examine yourself, looking deep inside, facing the truth, taking responsibility, no longer making excuses and no longer living in fear. You're in control. You are in control. So getting ready now to really notice the difference as I begin to count 1 to 5. And as I count 1 to 5, you can get ready now to really notice the difference of returning back up and out on the count of 5, back into fully awakened consciousness on the count of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 5, eyes open on 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, take a nice deep breath, have a stretch if you want, welcome back.